Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Hope you've had a lovely weekend. First question comes from Maria, who says, how do I include a little more interest and unique colour combinations in my outfits? So this is where I think accessories can be really good to add a little touch of uniqueness. Something that you find, something a little bit unusual rather than standard accessories, you know, adding more than one at the same time, that also becomes much more unique. So for example, today I happen to have on two necklaces. And so, it makes it more unique than just wearing one because, of course, your, you know, necklaces collection will be different from anybody else's. So even if somebody else owns the same thing, it's going to be more unique because you have put it together in a way that suits you and your personality and your taste. So, a couple of necklaces, brooch clusters, all those sorts of things can be really fun ways to add uniqueness to your outfits. Or colour combinations. So when we're thinking about doing colour combinations, if we look at the colour wheel, it's very easy if you have a colour wheel to figure out some really attractive colour combinations. And you can find colour wheels online that actually allow you to create these sort of colour combinations. You don't have to have one like this. But if we think about different colour combinations, so red, white and blue is a very traditional colour combination, isn't it? And that is because red and blue are two parts of a triad. And then we add white in as the neutral. So pretty traditional, very easy. So triads or two parts of a triad, which is basically an equidistant triangle around the colour world, very easy. They always go really well together. So particularly if you pick two of the three, tends to not overwhelm. But what you can do is instead of just going primary colour, so red and blue and yellow, as we probably know are our primary colours if we think back to school, and we've got our secondary colours, which are green, orange and violet. So that makes it more unique. That starts to get into the more original or different or unusual color combinations. But then we can get to our tertiary colors. So these are the green, yellow, orange, red, orange, red, violet, blue, violet around the color wheel. And so we can actually create much more unique color combinations when we start putting those together because they're a little bit more unusual as colors to start with. So there's lots of ways to think about adding in that kind of more unique instead of just going red and blue. I actually happen to be wearing blue and white today, so quite traditional in the color combination today. But I know like green and violet is one of my favorite color combinations, and I do love red, violet and teal, which is blue green, as well as a color combination. That's something that I really enjoy as well, and I love red and violet together. So here we can get into analogous color combinations. So these are colors next to each other on the color wheel. As you go round the color wheel, they can always work really well together as well. So it's just thinking about how you want to put them together in kind of what combinations. And remember, I always think it's better to not do, unless the trend is colour blocking, which I believe is coming back in again, but it can be much more flattering to do a larger proportion, a smaller proportion, and then a little touch of something else. So this is where it's often, you might have a neutral at 60%, a colour at 30%, and then 10% of an accent colour. So kind of adding those extra colours in. Other ways, of course, is adding different, mixing patterns, using different patterns together as well. That is another way to add more uniqueness and interest to your outfit. So really depends on you and what you like and your aesthetic, but there are three ways you could think about adding uniqueness, interest and difference and different colour combinations to your outfits, depending on, what you enjoy wearing. So hopefully that helps. Okay, next question comes from Jeanette, who says, how do I find the right neutrals to act as the anchor for my wardrobe? So the first thing we want to know here is, are you warmer or cooler? So what's your undertone? Because different palettes will have very different neutrals. So just as an example here, this is my spicy swatch and it's got a range of warmer neutrals like that. And then here is a dramatic swatch, which is cool, which has quite a different range of cooler neutrals. And so to start with, because you'll find that your colours will work better with your neutrals. So you can see that these are very different from these. Even though they contain browns, these are very different browns from these browns. These are yellow browns, these are pink browns, these are cool, these are warm. And even the greys, you'll see that the greys are really quite different, with the cool greys having more blue in them, the warmer greys having more green or yellow in them. So the first things to think about is, what is your undertone? Are you warm or cool? The second thing we want to think about then is, what is your value? So that is how light or dark your hair is. So your light, medium dark, or very dark as far as your hair color goes. So ideally what we want to do, particularly for the base of our outfits, is work with the value that relates back to our hair, because that is really quite a dominating feature. It was funny, I was talking on the weekend to my daughter and I was mentioning this, and I said, you know, she just met some new girls recently, and I said, well, if you had to describe them to me, what's the first thing you'd say? And she said, I'd tell you their hair color. You know, that's the first thing we remember about something, and that really dominates. It's what we really notice. Eye color, we just don't notice as much unless they're, say, particularly bright in color. Most of the time, we might not be able to really remember what somebody's eye color is, but we certainly tend to remember hair color. It's like light, dark, it strikes us. So this color or value, which value just means how light or dark a color is of our hair, is a really great way to create a neutral base. So working out, well, what is a great neutral base? So ideally relate it back to your hair color. So if you have a dark hair color, you'll be looking at a dark neutral. If you have a light hair color, you'll be looking for a light neutral. And of course, if you have a medium, you'd go medium. So then either matching the hair color. So if you have gray hair, grays are great. If you have black hair, black is great. If you have, or very dark brown hair, black can work as well. If you've got a mid-brown hair, then a brown is going to work really well. If you've got like a red hair, a sort of cognac or some sort of burnished sort of brass or something like that, might be a really great color. So there's all sorts of different options there for you. You know, if you've got a light kind of but golden blonde hair, you might find the camels are your really great neutrals. So thinking about relating it back to your hair color. So if you find a neutral in your hair color, it's really easy to wear and it works really well for you. The other option is to go with eye color. So if you have a, say, olivey green eye, then going for an olivey green neutral is a really good way. If you have blue eyes, then navy works really well. If you have grey eyes or that kind of a, you know, then maybe go for greys. If you have brown eyes, then dark browns can work really well as well. So they are just a few options. And then there are, we can look at kind of what is complementary to your hair colour, and that can also relate. So for example, if you have kind of carroty red hair, then you might find some of the olive greens work really well because they brighten up your hair color. If you have brown hair, you might find some sort of navy can also work really well. If you have a blonde hair, it might be an aubergine or something like that as well. But if you're blonde, we want to kind of stick with more the same value. So remember, we still want to go with more of the same value because we tend to wear a lot more neutral than color all the time. So it is good for the base of your wardrobe to think about a neutral that relates to your value, as I mentioned earlier. So there are a few things to think about. And of course, if you have a color palette, then, you know, that'll work really well. And then if you have your signature colors, so that's something like I do when I'm doing a color analysis, I go through the colors and I'll find the colors that really pop on you, the ones that work really well. And these will be related to your hair, eye, and skin colors. And that will then give you probably your best neutrals will be part of that selection as well. So they are just a few ideas of how to select some neutrals to base your wardrobe around. And then of course the colours that go with those neutrals will work really well with you because they are related in their undertone as well. Last question comes from Kay. How do you match clothes to your body shape? As in, how to make yourself look taller, slimmer, with longer legs? So first of all, knowing what your shape is helps, but it's not just shape. So how to look taller and slimmer, we can, you know, this is often where line comes in. So understanding the illusion of line. So first of all, though, if we relate to shape, we'll tend to find that the shapes that follow our figure are the most flattering shapes. So if we have a straighter body shape, so less of a defined waist, we'll find that straighter shapes tend to work better. If we have a more curvy body shape, we'll tend to find that the fit and flare shape works really well. If we have kind of what we call an unbalanced body, see either broad shoulders, narrow hips, or narrow shoulders, broader hips, then we'll find that using something to broaden the shoulders or broaden the hips, depending on which way, to create balance also works really well. But then if we want to make ourselves look taller, we want to create longer verticals through the body. So if we think about how do I create a long vertical, well, either I can wear garments with long verticals, such like as an open long line cardigan. It's going to have some long verticals that go through the body. I can think about wearing clothes that, or things like, any sort of, garment that has verticals through it. So it could even be a pair of trousers with a center crease. It can be a skirt that has seaming up the center or two gauze, things like that. So anything that has vertical details through it, or even just a jacket, or a shirt that's buttoned up the middle, that creates a vertical line. Then we can also think about how can I create verticals using colour? And this is where the column of colour works really well. And so this is where we can just wear the same sort of colour on the top as the bottom, and it creates one long line. And this is why dresses are great, because dresses generally are naturally a column of colour. Even if they're a pattern, it's the same from top to bottom. So thinking about, a vertical, so we're not breaking up the body with horizontals, because what horizontals do is they shorten and widen. So every time you change color with different garments, or every time you have a hem, these all create horizontal lines which tend to shorten and widen. So what we're looking for is verticals rather than horizontals. So the more we can blend colors together, the less we have obvious horizontal lines, because the horizontals are disguised because the colors just blend into each other. And this is why things like matching your shoes to your jeans, or matching your shoes to your legs, like the nude shoe, or, if you're wearing a skirt or a dress, this also helps to create elongation. And then thinking, the last thing you want to think about is fabrics. So the more a fabric stands out from your body and away from your body, the wider you will look. So you're only as wide as the widest piece of fabric on you. So if you have drapey fabrics that fall down close to your body, you'll tend to look slimmer. Versus if you have stiff fabrics which stand away from your body, it tends to make you look larger. So it's looking for the right kind of fabrics that drape next to your body. Skim without clinging tends to also have a slimming effect. So there are just a few tips to think about if you're looking for clothes that flatter your body. And this is where there's a lot to it. There's more things than that, but that's just some basic tips to look at. And of course, if you want all the kind of recommendations for you and your specific body, I do that in my 7 Steps to Style program. So please head over to the blog and you will find a link to that there. But yeah, there's a lot of different things, because we can use color, we can use, shape, we can use texture, we can use proportions, there's all sorts of things we can use. There's lots of little tricks we can use of optical illusion and scale and things that will actually impact on how you appear, and creating that body harmony is a really easy way of making yourself look as great as you can. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Do let me know what it is that you would love to know, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.